Babe and I. For my birthday, I was hoping my parents would give me a bicycle. They only gave me a bike. I was disappointed, but I found a surprise. It was 1932 in the middle of the Great Depression, and millions of people were out of work. We were lucky. My father had a job, but he never seemed to have much money. There we lived in the Bronx, New York. Everyone was poor. Happy birthday, Dad said. When I walked him outside, I watched him go off carrying his briefcase and smiling. My neighbor Jacob was tossing a ball and catching it. He threw it to me and shouted, "Give me a high one. I'm Babe Ruth, the world's greatest baseball player." I threw the ball and Jacob reached it up. It was out of his hands. He was no Babe Ruth. He played for a while, and then Jacob said, "I have to go to work. Come with me. We can have a catch while we walk." A few blocks from home, we passed a woman selling apples. Her clothes were wrinkled and heavy. I gave her my birthday diet and two apples, one for me and one for Jacob. I was glad to be rid of the dye. It reminded me of the present I didn't get. He turned onto Webster Avenue, and there were more apple sellers near the next corner. I saw a large briefcase. I looked up and there was the selling apples like the others. Suddenly, I couldn't move. "Come on," Jacob said. I pointed. "Oh," he whispered. "I thought your dad had a job." "So I did. So did I. And Mom thinks so too." There were tears in my eyes as I watched people walk past my father. I waited to watch someone buy an apple from him, but no one did. I realized how he had earned my birthday joy and was sorry I had spent it. "I have to get to work," Jacob whispered. I was too dazed to know where we were going. I just followed Jacob until we came to a small building. "My dad is out of work too," Jacob said as he got in line. "That's why I'm uneasy. Sell newspapers with me. It's fun." I didn't feel like going home, so I stayed with Jacob. We collected our papers, and he said, "Now I'll teach you how to really sell." He walked past a museum on the corner, Coney Island Fire, he called up. 1,000 homeless. Read all about it. There were lots of people around, but I didn't see anyone buy a newspaper. Jacob and my friends saw their newspapers calling out about the fire. Then we walked back beyond the busy streets and apartment buildings. "Where are you going? I asked. "You'll see," Jacob said. He went until we came to an elevated train station. People were rushing from into the large ballpark just ahead. "You're here," Jacob said. "That's Yankee Stadium. I held one of my newspapers and called out the headline, 'Coney Island Fire.' Read all about it." "No," Jacob said. "No one here is interested in fires." He picked up a newspaper and looked through it. "Here it is," he said. "This is what they want. We will pace his home run." He called up, "Read all about this." The river made hits number 25. "Read all about this." "Here, I take one," a man said, and he gave Jacob 2 cents. "Let me see that," another man said. Jacob was marked. These people were on their way to see a Yankee game. Of course, they were interested in the blues. "We will pay someone," I called up. "Read all about it." Jacob and I quickly sold all our papers. When they left, the stadium, the coins in my pocket made a nice jingling sound. We went back to the small building and paid a penny for each paper we had sold. That left me with 25 cents. When I got home, I didn't tell Mom about Ben and the airport, but I told her about my job. She put the coins in our manager and said, "Don't say anything to your father about the newspapers. It might embarrass him to know you're helping out." Later, Ben came home and put some coins in the jar. He took off his shoes, stretched it out on the couch, and said, "I was really busy at the office today. I'm tired." I wanted to tell him.